Russian President Vladimir Putin praised Elon Musk on Wednesday as a rare visionary akin to Soviet space pioneer Sergei Korolev, calling the SpaceX founder a once-in-a-generation figure charged up with a certain idea during a visit to a Moscow science university. The UN nuclear watchdog's chief, Rafael Grossi, warned that Iran was not far from possessing a nuclear bomb shortly before he arrived in Tehran on Wednesday for talks. Mark Zuckerberg denied in court Wednesday that Meta purchased Instagram and WhatsApp to neutralize competition, defending the acquisitions as strategic investments during his final day of testimony in a landmark antitrust case. The European Central Bank is widely expected to cut interest rates again on Thursday as fears over US President Donald Trump's sweeping new tariffs fuel concern about Eurozone growth and inflation. And locally, two accidents on Luxembourg's roads Wednesday left one person injured and prompted emergency responses from Dudelange and the capital. Two cars collided on the CR165 at 5:10 on Wednesday, and shortly before 9, another accident took place on the CR126. For more of these stories and for the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu. And the weather, it looks like another grey, wet day with cloud and rain forecast for the entire day. Temperatures starting at 6 to 8 by now, raising to 10 and staying there for the rest of the day.